This is Fair Issues on the Mormon Faircast. This week's article is entitled, Ambiguity in the Book of Mormon Translation Bound to Happen. For those who believe that the Book of Mormon is the Word of God, the issue of a loose or tight translation method is academic. Somehow, by the power of God, Joseph was able to translate the Book of Mormon plates. For those who reject the Book of Mormon as the Word of God, the issues of the translation method is also academic. Unbelievers are convinced that Joseph, or a cohort, wrote a fictional narrative and that there never were any Nephites or Lamanites. In the end, it really is a matter of faith. There are evidences that Joseph Smith translated an ancient text. Some of those evidences were listed in previous issues, and more evidences will follow in later issues. But secular proof is something that we ultimately won't find for any scriptural truth. More on this in a future issue. In this article, I'd like to tackle an important point related to the topic of Book of Mormon translation. As alluded to in a previous article, some critics claim that if God gave Joseph the power to translate the Book of Mormon, then every single word in the English translation should be 100% accurate and precise. It's hard to understand how anyone who really thinks this through could make such a claim. Even if God would provide a perfect, unambiguous translation or text, the text would only be perfect and unambiguous to an audience of one. In this case, the Book of Mormon, that audience would be Joseph Smith. As soon as those words went from Joseph to anyone else, however, ambiguity would be unavoidable. As noted several times in this series, words only have meaning in a context, and documents are written not only from within a context, but they are written to a specific audience as well. Translations are also written, or in this case, the Book of Mormon, dictated to a specific audience within a specific context. As non-LDS Bible scholar Dr. Bruce Molina explains, meaning does not come from the words. Meaning inevitably derives from the general social system of the speakers of a language. New Testament World, Insights from Cultural Anthropology. It's disingenuous to claim that God could give a perfect translation if that translation is to be recorded in a human language and read by human readers. Ambiguous. All authors wrote from their own perspective, with their own understanding about the world, the culture, etc. All readers interpret what they have read according to their own understanding of what the words mean, as well as how much the words are depicted in their understanding of the world, culture, etc. As two prominent non-LDS Bible scholars explain, all readers must interact with a writing and complete it if it is to make sense. Every written document invites immediate participation on the part of the reader. Thus, writings provide what is necessary, but cannot provide everything. Molina and Roba, Social Science Commentary on the Synoptic Gospels. Dr. William Hamblin, an expert in the ancient Near East, notes that there are two primary rules to follow when trying to understand the text that has been translated from a foreign language. The first is to accurately understand what the text has to say. This is typically done by reading the text in its original language. While we can't read the Book of Mormon in its original language, we can put forth the effort in trying to understand what the text has to say, rather than simply assume that the meaning of the text is obvious to 21st century readers. Second, Hamblin says that the reader must contextualize the text in its original setting. That is to say, read it in the context of the culture, history, values, science, and social norms from which the text derives. Hamblin, Farms Review, 21, 2, and 50. While there are several theories as to the precise location of the Book of Mormon events, and I, along with a lot of LDS scholars, prefer the Mesoamerican geographical model, more on this in a future issue, Latter-day Saints agree that the Nephites lived in the ancient Americas from about 600 BC until about 480. If you want to really understand what the Book of Mormon says, we need to contextualize the book within this time frame and the general geography in mind. Knowing the ambiguity of language and the context of author and reader becomes important when we look at the reasons why the Book of Mormon authors expressed or described some things in the Nephite text.
If you like this podcast, you can help promote it by subscribing to it in iTunes or by rating it and writing a review. Post a link on your blog and Facebook page and tell your friends about us. Questions or comments about this episode can be sent to podcast@fairlds.org or join the conversation at fairblog.org. Michael Ash is the author of the book Shaken Faith Syndrome, Strengthening One's Testimony in the Face of Criticism and Doubt, as well as the book Of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Both books are available for purchase online through the Fair Bookstore. Music for this episode was provided courtesy of Lawrence Green. The opinions expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or that of Fair Mormon.